This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary, but the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
We're back here to finish it off on our Gulf Coast Bank and Trust Tiger tailgating show. Mike to tell you along on with the great Herb Tyler. We're taking you till 4:30, and then we'll throw it to the LSU Radio Network where Chris Blair and the crew will take over till 6:30, and then kickoff time, finally, LSU, Florida State. And just got a feeling tonight LSU's going, you know, in the last 10 games, they've been 2-8 against Florida State. Got a feeling tonight, Herb, it ain't going to be 2-9. I think Tigers take care of business, and they put a W up on the board.
It's going to be 3-8, and we're going to be very proud of the way we win that football game.
Yeah, I do agree. I do agree with you. One of the things tonight I'm interested in, it took a little while for Harold Perkins to get into the lineup.
Yep.
It wasn't, you know, he didn't even play one snap on defense. He was special teams guy last year in this game. I'm interested in some of the freshmen that could potentially get into there. Womack is one of them because I heard Matt House sort of dance. He was like Travolta on Saturday Night Fever, man. He was all over the board about Womack not wanting to tell you anything about him. And I think that they have plans for him. I do think Savion Jones, I saw him play a lot of football, is going to be a difference maker. But another young man, too, is Quincy Wiggins. Q grew up on the Bayou, and then he had a situation where he moved to Baton Rouge. And he only played 2 years of high school football. I'm not sure how much football Q really knew. He was a basketball player, track athlete. And he's the next one, the next big-time player. You know, man, I think about on the Bayou, Mason Smith and Savion's from the River Parish. But, you know, but Q grew up at the start of the Mississippi River in Lafourche Parish, so to speak, and then goes to Baton Rouge. When you're going to obviously have to get after the passer, man, Jacoby and Guillory and Jalen Lee and Jordan Jefferson's not going to be in there. They got a package set up to get after Jordan Travis because you just can't let him sit in the pocket and throw the football. I'm wondering how much Womack and Q's going to be end up into that lineup and how much you trust Womack at this point because, again, you got to have a certain trust. You can't know 50% of the plays. You got to know them. But specifically, hey, get after the dude that's throwing the ball. That he can do real well. And Quincy, if you were to carve out a defensive end, that's what it looks like.
Yeah.
He's 6'6". He's 265, 270. He looks the part. And he's finally got some experience and technical work that he really, really needed.
You know, I've been talking all show long about what I think about the coaching staff. And I think that you have Coach House, who's a former NFL guy, and he knows how to bring the house, if you will, from all different formations and walks of life. And so for me, I really think this coaching staff is going to think outside of the box, because they do not want what happened last year to happen again. And this could be a very special year for this team. And so I think they're going to dig really deep into their bag of tricks. And I think they're going to do exactly what you're talking about. They're going to load up, and then they're going to put everybody in specific situations and have packages for each and every one of those guys.
I agree.
Why not, first of all? Second of all, this is not your grandfather's old school football coaching staff anymore, right? And what I mean by that is your starters are your starters, your second team are your second team, your third teams never play. I don't think that's it. There's too many good players that are backing other players up that's really going to allow the coaching staff to be really, really, specific in how they get these guys, or strategic in how they get these guys into the game. And so and then to the Florida game, and doing it at the right time, and then believing in these guys. So, you know, when you talk about Harold Perkins not playing a defensive snap last year, he's going to play every defensive snap this year. He's going to play some special teams as well, but Harold Perkins is going to be all over the place. You might see Harold Perkins covering a tight end out of the backfield, a tight end or a running back out of the backfield. In the next play, he might have his hand in the third at the defensive end spot. And then the next play, he might be at the middle linebacker. You don't know what you're going to get. And I love and look forward to that, because I think once you put Harold down, you know, you bring in, the next guy up, Weeks, at middle linebacker, and then you move Weeks down, then you put Howard middle linebacker.
Potentially Greg Penn.
And then Greg Penn. I mean, you got players all over the place, right? I think that if you don't utilize these guys' strengths and their abilities of what they're best at in certain situations, because down and distances count, I think that you'll be doing this team a disjustice and the guys a disjustice. I don't see them doing that. I think this coaching staff has a twinkle in their eye, and they got some tricks up their sleeve. And I think they're ready, and plentiful and bountiful talent that they have on this team, they're going to put it to good use.
The other thing, too, is for Thursday night, for Brian Kelly to say we're going to beat.
He said it. He said
we're going to
beat
Florida
the heck
State.
Out of them.
Okay, my thing about it, they shouldn't give that bulletin board material. My thing is, you need bulletin board material to play in this game?
No, you don't.
Come on. You ain't never put on a jock strap and a helmet then. Need that.
I'm going to tell you what that was about. That was
confidence on my team.
That was bulletin material for his guys to know, hey, guys, I got you. Let's go.
Yep.
You got me. I got you. Let's go. That's what that had nothing to do with Florida State. I love that. That to me, that's one of the reasons why I like the guy. To me, that right there shows his confidence level that he has in this team, because he knows them. He's been through, you know, around them from last year to spring to summer workouts to fall workouts. He's got a lot of confidence, and that makes me confident.
Yeah, because it's just like Prime said yesterday, we're taking receipts.
Yeah.
Taking receipts.
We got the receipts.
My thing about that is that wasn't so much of a shot at Florida State.
Not at all.
That was a thing of I got confidence that my team is going to win, and maybe I was on your butt pretty good in the fall for practices, but I believe in you.
That's right.
I believe in you because all I know is if you're an athlete and it takes a comment like that to get you motivated,
you're in the wrong business.
Yeah. You're going to have to step out. And a lot of these guys are going to be playing at the next level.
That's right.
At this particular deal. I am interested in something Jeff brought up about how this special teams by committee is going to be handled. Because I've seen it before, and it is done on other teams, how well that works out, because offensive line coaches coaching the offensive line, and, you know, you got a special unit for the deep snapper, the holder, the kicker, and the edge guys and everything else. So you got three minds involved here. You know what that tells me who's in charge? Brian Kelly.
That's right. So, you know, when I played at LSU, that's how we were. We did not have a special teams coordinator guy that was just coaching special teams. The running back coach kicked. He coached the punters and the kickers, and then the receiver coach coached the line to be able to block. And I mean, it was weird. And we had really good talent at kicker, but we did not have really good special teams outside of Kevin catching the ball and just doing what he did, because he was just that special. But ultimately, at the end of the day, I think that is a concern. However, I'm not concerned at the same time because I just feel like there's a different aura that surrounds this team. There's a different energy that I feel about this team and about this coaching staff that's just different. I feel like this is a time and place where this team and this program is ready to ascend again. And I think they have the right pieces in place. I think they have the right coaching staff in place. And I think they have the right buy-in by the team. And that part right there, the last part, the kids buying into what they're doing is what says it all. Now, I'm sad that Mason's not playing tonight, but I can't wait to see him play next week. I just hate it for the kid and the reasons why. NCAA, shame on you. Next time we'll talk about that. But at the end of the day, this team and this coaching staff, I think, is a special situation surrounding this 2023 LSU Fighting Tiger
football
team.
Okay, be honest. Last year, we in this same spot. Were you confident LSU would beat Florida State?
No, not one bit.
No, I wasn't confident.
Not one bit.
Now, again, I didn't think it would be that crazy a game, though.
Well, first of all, you come off a bowl game with, what, 25 scholarship players or something?
You don't even have 40 guys.
I mean, you're like, what's going on here?
You wasn't sure what was going to happen.
No.
And to have it come down to a kick at the end that could have put you into overtime is crazy. But you know what? That one blotched extra point taught Brian Kelly something against Alabama. Man, to hell with this. I ain't doing it.
No,
I'm going for two.
I'm going to put the ball into my best football player's hand tonight for this one play. And I'm going to do it every chance I get, especially after that one botched field goal that night. So I agree, but I don't see why coaches don't do that.
I would do that more. To be honest,
I will say this: I would be the Josh Heupel of college football because I would go for it on fourth down every chance I get. I mean, that's the reason why they give you the fourth down, right? To get the first down, not to get rid of the ball. Who cares about all of that?
One thing with Josh, he's all about putting points on the board.
I'm with him.
God bless him on that.
I'm with him.
We'll be back to finish it up here on our Gulf Coast Bank and Trust Tiger Tailgating Show. Mike Natalia, Herb Tyler. We'll be back to finish it up right after this break here on the Big 870.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you. Because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there's no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
We're finishing up here on our Gulf Coast Bank and Trust Tiger Tailgating Show, leading up to throwing it to the LSU Radio Network. Chris Blair and crew will take over, and then at 6:30 tonight, kickoff time, the Fighting Tigers taking on the Florida State Seminoles. We've talked about it earlier in the show, but Herb, I'll throw it to you first. Biggest key, or maybe keys, I should say, a couple of them for you, for LSU tonight to come out with a W.
You know, the first thing, obviously, is the special teams, right? I mean, that's just the glaring deal that we have to all look at. So we got to be really smooth and solid on special teams. That's one. And then second of all, I think understanding what our defensive backs are going to give us, right? We got to be able to hold these big, tall, giant receivers they have. That's going to be really a really big challenge for us. And then the third thing I would say is just that, you know, identifying some sort of a identity on offense. What are we going to be? Are we going to be a running team? Not really a running team, but a team that can run, because we're kind of all over the place with the running back situation right now. I'm just kind of a little leery about that, because I don't want Jaden running 15 times a game like he did last year. I do not want him to get beat up like he did. So I need these running backs to take a little bit off his plate.
Okay, keys for me is, one, receivers, when the ball touch your hands, you catch it.
Catch it.
You had way too many drops last year. Again, 22% of the passes, Kayshon Boutte. Now, he's not on the team anymore. He's in the NFL, and he made it with the Patriots. And he did a pretty good job in the preseason in watching him. You can't have drops. Kyren struggled last year at times. He was inconsistent catching the football. Brian Smith also.
Yeah.
Brian also at difficult times. Sort of struggled with the football. I'm not worried about Malik. Malik's going to come up with that catch. So be more consistent catching the football. And for me, it's all about pressure breaks the pipe. When you play a Jordan Travis type tight end quarterback, you got to put pressure on him. And you got to be able to force him to make throws at times he doesn't want to make. And can LSU get better from a pressure standpoint? And I think that's going to center around.
Yep.
One, Savion Jones. Because I think Savion is a guy maybe a lot of people don't know about, but they're going to know about him after this game. And the other being Harold Perkins. How they use him, and does Greg Penn become involved more in that particular spot? Because Mason and Savion didn't say it, but they sort of hinted it, that somehow, some way, Penn was going to be much more involved with that. And I wouldn't be surprised that at times you see Jacobian Guillory play the nose, and I put Mekhi Wingo out to that, what you want to call, natural defensive tackle position.
Yeah.
And how Ovi's used. Because we saw him a little bit in the spring and in the fall. Man, Ovi, he's built like a linebacker of yesteryear's built. I mean, he's 6'3", and he's 250 pounds. He was impressive to me in his ability to get off the snap, put pressure off the edge, and he's got B.J. Ojulari's spot. And I always thought that that guy was the hardest to replace on LSU's team from a year ago, was B.J. Ojulari. I'm anxious to watch Ovi, because I think he's got a chance to be a really good player in this scheme. And Matt House has always been great with linebackers.
Always.
I talked to Pete Jenkins about it. Pete worked with him when he was at Kentucky. And then Pete Jenkins goes to the Kansas City Chiefs camp and worked there when Matt was there with the Chiefs. So Ovi, Savion. Those guys weren't involved in here. How much Quincy Wiggins gets to play coming off the edge, I think that's going to be a big key for LSU. I agree with you certainly on special teams, but you got to affect Jordan. You cannot let him just sit back there and pick out when Johnny Wilson gets open or when Keon Coleman gets open downfield.
Again, that's cliche, but that has to happen, right? It's a have to happen. If you don't do that, it's going to be a long night for the Tigers defense. And I think that those guys will be ready for that. And I agree with you on every aspect of what you're saying on all of your keys to the victory. The last and final key to the victory is going to be, how does this team gel and come together as one tonight? And how long does that take? If that happens in the fourth quarter and the game is tight, okay, I'm cool with it. But I like to see it happen the second, third series of the game, and these guys are really making a run for it.
You know, when they gelled last year, it was come off right off that ass-whipping they got from Tennessee.
Yep.
It was not off game one. It took them a little while.
It did.
But, man, I give Brian a lot of credit. Him and his staff, and most of those guys return. More importantly, your offensive, defensive coordinator returns to your football team. And Jaden Daniels.
That's right.
Who's
a
stud football player. Herb, great to work with you today. We got a lot more of these LSU shows to do. And, hey, keep listening to the Big 870, because we're throwing it to the LSU Radio Network. Chris Blair, kickoff time 6:30 right here on the Big 870. Go Tigers!
Go Tigers, baby.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit NationalDebtRelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit NationalDebtRelief.com. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. One thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. And for decades, Angie's helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. Get all your jobs done well at Angie.com.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no, so my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now, I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their Showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.